weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
You ask me where I
the Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys and good guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this partly cloudy day here in Minnesota, Monday, October 17th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Hey.
If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. And this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. In other words, it's a terrible place to be, folks, when your brains are in somebody else's head. What do you think of that?
I'd second that one.
You know what I just heard, Jake? I heard they have tailgate parties all across the country every day of the week, except Sunday, because they rest on the Sabbath. Commandment 4, Exodus 20, right? They rest on the Sabbath, but they have tailgate parties waiting for us to get back on the radio.
Yep. I like that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's
YouTube
videos.
Do you need a Mexican Coke here, dude? Should we put a little caffeine in your water?
No. Water's very good.
Water's good.
It keeps the system well. Longevity, life, sustainability.
Yes.
No false pretenses involved with water.
Well, the good thing about caffeine is it takes you to another level.
Sure.
And I think that's what's cool
about
it.
It opens up new realms and possibilities, too. I have identified that with the caffeine.
Thoughts that you've never had before.
And joy you've never experienced.
Totally.
I love the joy.
If you've never been on top of a mountain before, you should try a Mexican Coke. Great stuff.
You know, they need to start endorsing this show. They need to be at all the tailgate parties
Coca-Cola.
Before the show. Yeah, the Mexican Coca-Cola.
Okay, well, let's just make sure they're legal.
That's right. That's true.
As long as they're legal, we're good.
Legal Mexican sugar in the
Carrie,
Coca-Cola.
You're married to a Mexican individual. Is he legal?
Yes, he is.
She's
That'd
laughing.
Be very hypocritical
She's
of
down.
Our producer. Could you
No, well,
that?
That's why I asked her. I got to be transparent.
Right. That's, you remember Mitt Romney is so against illegal immigrants, and then he had one mowing his grass for him?
Well, that's how it goes. They speak out of both sides of their mouth, and they try to save face while they lose face.
Maybe he thought he was going to stimulate the economy by paying less for his grass to be mowed by an illegal alien. Then he'd have more money to spend in America, and that was somehow patriotic.
I don't know. Maybe he just overlooked the peon.
It could have been.
You know, guys
that's
like
a
us.
Terrible term, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they need us.
That's right.
Around the time that elections are rolling.
That's
right.
Because the tailgate parties are going to produce more votes.
Yeah. Not that we would promote them or demote them either way, but we do stand for principles
here. That's right. And we'll hold them accountable to the Constitution and to the Word of God, which scares a lot of folks that are serving.
Well, it does. The Word of God more than anything, because it exposes which direction they are. Benjamin Rush rightly said, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. He said, I'm not an independent. He goes, I'm not a Democrat. Did he say I'm not a Republican? But he did say this. He says, I'm a Christocrat.
That's right.
And that's exactly where every American should stand. We are Christocrats because once you have the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, what, do the Democrats have a different constitution than the Republican side?
Yeah, there's a Democratic, more of a liberal constitution. You know, you're bringing that up. Benjamin Rush actually served under three presidents that were all three in different parties, and that's when he was asked that question. Where do your allegiances lie to?
Amen.
Oh, I don't have any to a party. I have to a principle. And I'm a Christocrat.
And the people seeing him for who he was, that's why they kept voting him back in, because he was principled.
That's right.
And he stood upon the rock of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
That's totally
Boy,
right.
If we could just get back to that, folks. Now, for anybody that out there might be in disagreement with what we're saying, why don't you take a look at your money, because my Father's name is on it.
That's right.
What do you think of that?
And if you don't like it, send it to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to give you a tax-deductible donation. It's tax-deductible.
That's
folks.
Right. Folks, over the last week, now we're going to roll into this in the second week here. We've been talking about really doing an exposition on my high school assembly that we've done in 331 high schools across this country. And the media is in a frenzy over it. And it's interesting that they're in a frenzy over things that have never been done or said. But then again, that's why we're on the radio, so we can share with you what the facts are. So we can tell you the reason they're in a frenzy is because they can't handle people that know how to tell the truth. Because it exposes their lies and their compromises and their radical views. They're un-American views, they're unconstitutional views, and more importantly, they're ungodly views. But in saying that, we're going to bring another portion of it to you today. And the quote of the week last week was Victor Hugo when he said, where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. And it's the same quote we're going to hold over on this week. Hopefully next week and the week after that, until you get it ingrained into your mind and in your heart so you can understand that where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness.
Right. And folks, there's a lot of these type of quotes that, Bradley, you're bringing up right now that are through your assemblies that you can find at Bradley's Twitter, and that's BDeanMyWar, BDeanMyWar, if you follow Twitters. We need to get fed daily. It's not a, well, that was a great word last week. I'm just going to stew on that for a while. No, it's every single day. You've got to apply these practical principles every day.
Okay.
And the Sons of Liberty have provided a way for you to be able to do that through how God has taught us.
You eat.
Just feeding the sheep.
You feed
that's
your physical
right.
body every
that's
day.
Right.
You've got to feed your spiritual body as well, folks, and that's how it works. Now, folks, just to start rolling into the assembly, just keep in mind before we start rolling that someone had to fight, someone had to bleed, and someone had to die to bestow upon you what you have today in this country. Don't ever forget that. It was the veterans who bled the battlefields red to ratify the Constitution, because we all know that freedom is not free. Now, in saying that, I want you to hear the oath that is taken by our veterans before they serve our country. Listen carefully, and then we're going to take a quick break. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend, listen to what they defend, the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and, listen carefully, domestically, here in your backyard. They go on, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter into. So help me God, the God of the Mosaic Institution. Now, folks, when we come back, we're going to start rolling on part three of the assembly. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Don't I got a great radio voice?
I think so. That's why the
tailgate
parties are out there.
Dude, I got
the Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities. The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message.
Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to give us a call, please do. Again, the topic is exposing the darkness through the light. Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. And right before the break, we were talking about how freedom is not free. And then I shared with you folks the oath that is actually taken by our veterans before they serve. By the way, if you're a veteran, we high-five you. We thank God for you. We stand for you. We fight for you. And we just want to tell you the ultimate thank you that we can give back to you is to magnify what you have fought, bled, and died for in some cases. But the oath taken by our veterans is just this. I, my name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution in which hundreds of thousands of men died to magnify. How many of you know the Constitution? I go on, against all enemies. Now listen to the enemies, folks, both foreign and domestic. Domestic meaning here in your country. And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of which I'm about to enter in, so help me God, the God of the Mosaic Institution. I remember this documentary I seen not too long ago, and it was a guy that had actually fought in Vietnam, and he was a POW. And he said with tears running down his eyes, he said, freedom has a taste to those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know. Let me say it again. This is the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ, by the way. This is the essence of what we have in this country called freedom. Freedom has a taste of those who fight and almost die that the protected will never know. The protected will never know. That's why we can have on Wall Street, folks, in New York. Just yesterday, someone posted on my Facebook. It's a picture of a bunch of protesters, un-American, communistic, socialist folks that live in this country that are carrying a billboard that say, F the veterans. F the veterans. F the soldiers, they say. Folks, I have a good idea. How about we round all these people up and send them into exile, never to return again? See, they forgot the price paid for the liberties that they have. So what do they do? They trample the blood that's been paid for the ratification thereof. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that terrible? And you have this administration, folks, backing the agenda. By the way, always keep in mind that tyrants, what they'll do when they want to promulgate a message or promote a message or bring for a perpetuation of a message and might try to push forth onto the people, what they always do is they will condemn it in the North, but they'll promote it in the South. They are obviously, in a lot of cases, we can talk about this real quick, Jake, now that we're on that little rabbit trail, but just keep in mind, and Obama does this all the time. What he does is he actually promotes something, then he condemns it publicly, but behind the backs of the American people, he's the one promoting it. Well, he's condemning it to your face. Who's promoting these marches going on across the country? Who's promoting anarchy, folks? Who's promoting the Saul Alinsky-style takeover of our country? Who's doing this? Yours truly, the president of these United States. He gets up during the Martin Luther King. They did a shrine to Martin Luther King in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. You know what he said? He had the audacity, folks. He had the audacity to say that MLK would be for these protests taking place in Wall Street in New York City. You have got to be kidding me. This is lawlessness. The civil rights was an issue of law, not color. And it was ordained by God through law, through a prophet. Not through a wannabe leader like the one that you have in the White House right now, promoting lawlessness and anarchy. This man will not be ruled by law, folks. And no king that's not ruled by law is no king at all. That's the definition in its very nature, tyrants. If you will not be ruled by God, you will be ruled by tyrants. This man will not even live by the dictates of the Constitution of the United States that our veterans fight to magnify. And he's backing up what's going on, the protests that are going on across this country. It's being promoted by this administration.
That's right.
This is all promoted. All of it is. It's not just a bunch of people going out there and starting this up. Remember, Van Jones just said not too long ago, Jake, that just wait until October. Boy, I'll tell you what, either he's a prophet from hell, literally, or he just really's got some insight that nobody else has. But what a coincidence. Here we are in October, and Van Jones hit the nail on the head.
How do you know that?
That's so interesting. Could it be an inside job? Absolutely. And one more thing, folks. Conspiracies always happen within, never without. Read the Bible. Conspiracies will get cut off at the roots if it is from without, because someone will always be tagged for it. But when it happens from the inside on the going out, they're undetectable virtually because it's from within, not without. You got a bunch of conspirators, and what do? They fall in line with the covenant of hell, which will soon be broken in Jesus' name concerning this administration.
And to bring up MLK's point of how he would support, I want you folks to understand, Dr. Alveda King, she's been on our show, we talked to her, we spoke to her. There was a pledge that these men and women would take.
Can we get that, Heather?
I have it right here.
Oh, good.
This is the pledge that they would commit their daily lives to. Those that would go out and protest and stand in the gap against unrighteousness and against injustice. This is what they would have to do. Number one was meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily. Meditate on the teachings of Jesus daily.
Wow, I guess this guy's version of Jesus looks just like him to go ahead and steal, to lie, to advocate the murder of babies, to advocate what God condemns called homosexuality. That's amazing.
Disrespect the blood.
Totally. Bring every sense of the word.
Remember that the nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. That's what this is. It's become a political victory plea. What they do is they condemn. What they do is they condemn in order to keep the emotions of the people. If the people don't like that sort of thing, that's kind of dirty and ugly, then I'll condemn it publicly. But just like you said, I'll promote it on the backside.
It's like what they did with Jesus. You had a Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea.
Yeah, they knew. They knew, but they were scared. It's a biblical tactic. Yeah. Walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love. Do you think that MLK would have guys defecating on cop cars, holding up signs that say F the veterans? No!
Or having sex on the street, or doing drug deals on the street.
That's right. Smoke and hemp. Walk, pray daily to be used by God. That's what they would do. They would pray daily before they went out and they marched. Okay. Sacrifice personal needs. greed has to go out the window. Now, that would be principled.
No, these are people that think that America owes them something
exactly
out there.
Right. This is a total different dynamic.
It's,
we're not even the
backwards.
Same paradigm.
Yeah.
It's a different country. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if Martin Luther King Jr. was alive, and I've heard it said, so I don't claim this, but I believe it, there'd be no such thing as abortion.
That's right.
He'd be looking out for those and protecting lives that are innocent.
Yeah.
You would think these Wall Street people, if they cared so much about injustice, that they would be marching for those that are unborn, those that are unprotected in the womb right now in this country. And another thing, too, folks, is this president, this administration, reflects you internationally. So what he is allowed to do and what he's allowed
to
say reflects you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what I believe. Well, you better do something
that's
about
right.
it because he's reflecting you and
that's
making
right.
it appear as though America does believe it. They don't. They don't tolerate it, and that's why people speak up all throughout the country. And it's not enough just to stop and say he's a bad guy. If you're focusing most on what he's doing bad and not bringing any type of resolve.
Yeah. Correct the wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you deal with your kids on a daily basis?
Yes.
It comes down to this.
That's right.
Common sense.
That's right.
Don't tolerate it. Don't complain about what you tolerate, folks, is what it comes down to.
If his views, if people like this, like the president and Eric Holder and all these others that are put out there right now embracing unrighteousness and those things that are wrong, which won't give us sustainability as a country, if they do that in their own personal private life, let them. If they want to be stupid and fools, so long as they don't cross criminal lines, which is what they're doing, let them. But we're not talking that. They're representing you, America.
Here they are.
They're representing the blood of how many countless hundreds of thousands of men that died to sacrifice for us. And then you wonder why people are mad? Yeah, because it's blood bought. We're not talking about you and your families, Mr. President. We're talking about America and those that have died and paid the ultimate sacrifice so we can have what we have right now in this nation. And to go back to the point where Mr. Alinsky comes in, this is what happened at a protest when George W. Bush came in to pound the drum for the Vietnam War. Mr. Saul Alinsky, this is what he did to give you an example of, yes, they do condemn it in the North and embrace it in the South. There was a protest going on because Bush was coming in and all the college students said, well, we need to protest Bush. He's a bad guy. Yeah. He said, no, go dress up like a bunch of Ku Klux Klan members, have big signs that say, we love George Bush, we are supportive of the Vietnam War, and go support him that way. That makes like a bunch of lunatics are supporting George Bush, and he wins the battle on that front.
It's a great point. It's sick that you'd have to think that way, but
it's really crazy.
Is a great point. Listen to what Martin Luther King said. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetrate it. He who accepts evil, America, without protesting against it, is really cooperating with it.
That's right.
I mean, we hear the famous saying by Edmund Burke all the time, evil prevails because good men do nothing. In essence, that's exactly what MLK said. Yeah. So do you think MLK would be standing up there with two pom-poms in his hand saying, you go, Obama? No,
good
I job. Guarantee you he would be rebuking this president more than anybody else
that's
in
right.
this country. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come back on this topic. Like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got any veterans out there, give us a call and weigh in. The number's 1-877-807-9977. Again, the number's 1-877-807-9977. It's interesting, we were talking about an exposition on my high school assembly. We kicked off the oath that the veterans take before they actually serve, and we kind of got off on a bunny trail, and we're going to stick to it for just another minute here. Martin Luther King also said this. Listen carefully, folks. He said, "Our lives begin to end the day that we become silent about things that matter." Now, let me go back to the Facebook comment I made right before the break. It actually says, blank the troops. That's what it says. So, in other words, if you have kids in service overseas right now fighting to magnify the Constitution of the United States, these liberals all across the country are basically giving your kids the finger. That's what they're doing. They're giving your kids the finger. So where is justice? And I think that's the point I wanted to talk about. Folks, let me ask you the question. Is it a compassion and a mercy? And the other topic there might be, is this an issue of freedom of speech to say F the troops? No. Every one of them should be jailed right now. They don't have freedom to break the laws, folks. Liberty flows in line with the magnification of the law, not the other way around. Those troops are overseas right now fighting for them people to have the liberty to protest against them. That's a contradiction. That's how you divide and conquer. That's how the enemy of your soul operates. Folks, a little sick, a little liberal, a little communist, and again, you have this administration saying, hey, good job, MLK would be behind you too. No, in fact, he would not be behind it whatsoever. But what he's trying to do now is he's trying to link or attach his little caboose to MLK's train. And look at the timing again, folks. It's immaculate. All of a sudden, he's doing the speech at the shrine and the dedication of the memorial of Martin Luther King. I can't even believe it. He's that twisted that he would simply try to do whatever he can do to save his own hind end to stay in office for another 4 years so he continues to destroy. Is it a compassion, America? Let me ask you the question. Is it a compassion and, let's say, a mercy to the innocent, to the young, our posterity, for corruption to rule the day and remain in office? I'm asking you that question. Is it a mercy and a compassion to bestow upon this administration compassion and mercy to overlook what they do? Because for some reason, America, you might think he has the right to go in there and tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own image, which he does not. But is it a compassion and a mercy on the behalf of the American people for the innocent in our posterity for the corruption to rule the day? Is it? No, it is not. It's a mercy to the innocent to bring forth judgment unto righteousness to those that violate the innocent and our posterity. Let me say it this way. To overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. Folks, that is a backwards mentality. Again, let me say it this way. The standard in this country is law. Jesus Christ, the resurrected Son of God, not man's fallen carnal nature. And what you're seeing through these social agendas and the policies of this administration are destroying who we are and the foundations of who we are. And let me tell you why, America. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Because you allow it. Because you allow it. And let me tell you what. It is not a mercy and a compassion to show forth those that corrupt and break the laws of the land. You are giving them the green light or the thumbs up to say, keep doing what you're doing. You only got one more year. They don't have a license to break the law anywhere, folks. And let me go back to my original statement. What did our veterans swear to uphold? Are they to uphold the Constitution, both foreign and domestic, against them enemies? But you are not? Folks, that sounds like you're fraternizing with the enemy if you think it is. You got to put your feet back down upon the rock to know who you are. Not the other way around. Read your Constitution. Read your history to know who you are so that way you can reestablish who we are as a republic.
That's exactly right. And you know what? Another thing is, too, is because some folks take the flip side of the coin. Well, what are they doing over there anyways? Our troops shouldn't be fighting and doing this. Exactly. And if they are, it has to do with your duty again.
You know, it
never gets off you.
Great point. Great point. Because we hear people that they get off into this little wacky attitude.
That's right.
And I'm not saying they're wrong about it.
Yeah.
But they're willing to go the extra mile to try to distance themselves away from those that are responsible. Mm-hmm. But what they do is they heighten the accusation against themselves because they hold the truth
in
unrighteousness by saying they shouldn't be over there. I'm not supporting them troops. Wait a second. If that was your kid, would you support the troops? Number one. And some of you might say, well, no, my kids wouldn't be over there in the first place. Well, good. No, you should be dealing with your government so they don't send them overseas in the first place.
Where's the love?
Hello?
Where's the love?
Where does the responsibility fall again, America? Mm-hmm. We can only be destroyed from within. We cannot be destroyed from without. If we falter at this point, it's our own fault that we falter, said Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Come on.
And it still is true presently today. Now, you brought up another point, too, about mercy and love. Folks, mercy and love, so many people get wrapped up into this ideology that they are emotions. Mercy and love are not emotions. Mercy and love are emotions are a byproduct of mercy and love. When a man experiences mercy, of course, after that mercy comes, an emotion comes forth of gratitude and gratefulness, but it will always erect truth at the end of it. Love is not an emotion. Oh, I love you, baby. I love you. Love is not an emotion. What love produces at the end, a byproduct of it, may be an emotion. But love and mercy is for exactly what Brad said. Law protects. That is its purpose and its function. That's its only function. Law doesn't even necessarily make you better. Law protects you if you are better. So when it comes to casting mercy, upholding the law is a perfect mercy. Judgment is a perfect mercy. You say, well, I've been violated by a man or a woman, and I want to be vindicated. Then what do you want? You want justice. Yeah. You don't want mercy. Mercy is shown to those that it deserves to be shown to, those that abide within the confines of law. Now, if mercy is given to a criminal, it will only be given insofar as it rectifies truth in the situation. That means they change, not, oh, well, I'll just forgive them 70 times today because that's what Jesus said. What is he speaking of? If you're personally violated, that's a different story. We're talking about justice in society. It is our job, it is our duty for the government and to hold them accountable to standards that we hold ourselves accountable to so that we can have right mercy, not an emotional mercy, and right love in this country, which is a demonstration.
Now, I'm going to say this backwards, but I want you to hear me clearly. Love in 1913 was the opposite of lust.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right.
Now, today, they have watered down the definitions through modern dictionaries
yep.
to line up love with the word lust.
Sure.
You've been dummied down, folks. If you go to a dictionary 50 years and back, you'll begin to see the difference. And it's like, wait a second, these words don't mean the same. There's no more parallel.
That's okay.
There's no more black and white. And that's exactly where tyrants want to bring you. Is to the gray, not the black and the white. And that's called politics, according to the American version.
So bringing that particular term, love and lust, the two are diametrically opposed.
Yep.
Lust has nothing to do with love.
Love gives, lust takes.
That's yep. right. But when you drop that law and you say, for example, thou shalt not commit adultery, what's the big deal? Fornication, who really cares? He lives with his girlfriend. Big deal, they're in love. Now you've totally twisted and perverted. That word pervert means to not adhere to a strict standard. Pervert means to deviate from that which is right. Now you've got love working against love, lust,
yep.
but now the two become one, and it's used as a weapon against right again.
And then
Same thing with mercy.
And then the preachers come in, and then they lower the standard
That's
of
right.
the definition of love and its spiritual definition.
They take on the world
That's
instead
exactly
of Christ.
Right. And then they wonder why they're not changing the world is
yeah.
because they're not receiving anything from heaven anymore.
Yep.
Let me give you an analogy really quick. And it's a true story. It's of George Washington. It's a story of Major André. It says this, it says, he has been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, and by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, America, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. On the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. Now, in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant, because his feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. His emotions were contrary to the judgment, folks. But he was crying in line with the judgment that he had to bring about upon the violator. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act again went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country because justice had to be justified. Now, for all you emotional cats out there, how every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed. Yes, indeed. We all feel that way. And the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But let me tell you something. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the justice of God through George Washington establishing the righteousness that we now have.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. You know, and Martin Luther made this quote.
Am I saying that fast?
People would say, no, I think it's a great analogy because, number one, it showed that George Washington had mercy on the masses.
Mm-hmm.
His country was at stake. He got out of the emotional realm of one person, this nearsightedness. That the media would actually oftentimes thrust people in. Oh, well, you just look at face value of what it is. He would have destroyed his country. He would have opened his country to plunder and more people to trade because they knew, well, at best, we'll get a little scorn from George Washington, but we'll get out. Nothing will really
yeah.
happen. It's worth the risk, isn't it?
You know, and here's the deal. And you know what? We'll come back right after this break. Folks, again, listen to what Martin Luther King rightly said. He said, we only have the right to be free. He says, we don't only have a right to be free, we have a duty to be free by enforcing the laws under righteousness.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is our final segment. If you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. We're talking about the veterans, the oath, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of all who threaten it right now. We kind of turned the tide a little bit. But I want to give you an MLK quote again, because we have Mr. Obama Nation out there doing the dedication for the memorial of Martin Luther King, and then he has the audacity to say that the protests in New York right now on Wall Street, that he would condone it. And what's interesting, folks, is if you look at the signs that these protesters are holding, they're anarchy signs. Literally, they have the A in the circle crossing it out, and it says F the troops. So Obama's all about it, folks. Regardless if he wants to say it, the fruit of this administration has been just that. It's anti-American. It's Saul Alinsky. He's an organizer, and people are tired of it. Now, I want to say this to the righteous, because Martin Luther King did say this. He said, a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Don't forget that. Let me make another point with the Constitution and get back on track here, because I love the rabbit trails. This is what Daniel Webster said. He said, hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution, and might I interject that the veterans are fighting to magnify. Daniel Webster goes on and says, and to the republic for which it stands, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world.
Yep. One nation that would actually hold its governing officials accountable to that standard.
Yep.
And that's, it goes back to your quote. This is a little different than the one that you read, but Martin Luther King also said, an injustice done anywhere. So wherever there is done an injustice, it's a threat to justice everywhere. Why? Because those that break the law, if there's no consequence for it, they will begin to threaten en masse amounts of people. They'll start to organize and do similar to what you're seeing right now. If you're being assaulted, America, it's because you've stopped being vigilant to those that you're being insulted by. There's no getting around that. And also with this kingdom building stuff, this empire building, that so many people are quick to jump on the tirade against our veterans and our troops and things like that. It again shows a lack of duty and responsibility that you have. The willingness you have to point out an issue, but yet not stand to do anything about it, proves the hypocrisy that you're in. You're just as guilty as those that sit on the other side that support it blindly. You're just as guilty. It's our responsibility and our duty.
Now, you just kind of sparked something in me, and I started thinking about the 70s, the 60s and the 70s, yep. When people were actually there at the airport protesting our veterans.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Yeah.
No, that's highly offensive to me. That's highly offensive that you have these people in this country, and folks, what has happened over the last 40 and 50 years? They've bred,
that's right.
Haven't they? They've multiplied, haven't
they? And they got
a lot of them don't know. That's exactly right. And they've infiltrated the country because people only, what do? They fell upon circular reason, and they're like the dog that keeps chasing their tail. Mm-hmm. And you see it all day long on talk radio, and I'm fed up with it. Yeah. And I'm tired of people standing up and protesting our veterans. I'm tired of people protesting Christianity, because if it wasn't for the Christ, we wouldn't have redemption. If it wasn't for our veterans, we wouldn't have freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
That's exactly right. And the product of it is, again, folks, this comes back to our... I mean, how stupid is that, that you're going to sit
My point was this. I'm sorry, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
My point is this. Why is it that people let them do it?
That's right.
That's not
what were they doing over there in the first place? You'd be protesting yourself.
No, what were the American people doing at home watching the football game
when
we had these socialists protesting them when they got off the airplanes without legs? That seen their bodies get blown apart, that lost their limbs, their eyes, their ability to walk, their ability to see, their ability to hear. Where was America when those socialists were protesting our boys when they came back? That's what offends me more than anything. And I'll tell you what, and this is just judgment in heart, and God gives it, those are the people that are going to be responsible that let evil prevail.
That's right.
That let the evil prevail and let them protest our boys when they get home. Those are the ones that are going to be harsh under God's judgment on that final day. And let me tell you something, America. All roads lead. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're Buddhist. I don't care if you're Hare Krishna. I don't care what denomination you are. I don't care if you believe or not. The bottom line is, this is the truth, and my feet are on this rock. All roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ, like it or not.
Mm-hmm. And Christ,
you will bow the knee.
You know, it proves love. This is where we're going into the conviction of this thing. It's one thing to talk about it, but now it's another thing to point the finger of responsibility to do something about it.
Yeah.
And Christ
said,
you
do that is lead the way.
And Christ said, who are you that love me? He that hears my word.
That's right.
What you're hearing right now. Yeah. But that does it.
Yeah.
You cross that big gulf, that abyss that people think exists. No. If you really believe it, you will do it. You can't separate the two.
And what did he say in 1 John 2? He said that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Those that don't do.
What did Witherspoon say about the comparison, Jake, of a patriot and a Christian?
Yeah, he said if you're not, basically in so many words, and I'm going to paraphrase this, but he was a preacher, number one, of New Jersey University, which is now Princeton. He made mandatory that people attend chapel services. He understood that America was not America without the sacrifice of Christ. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he knew that if a man would not be accountable before his maker, the one who made him, he will not be accountable before man. He said, if your patriotism is constituted without Christianity and Christ, you're a traitor to your country.
You're an enemy to God, he said.
That's right. If you're an enemy to a God, you're an enemy to your country. That's exactly
that's
right.
Yeah.
You know, and it just goes back to this Facebook conversation that I had with this guy, this clown. This clown who thought...
And he's not even drinking Mexican Coke.
No, he wasn't. But he thought he could be moral and virtuous without God and Christ. It's an impossibility. You cannot be without the moral constraint that only the Spirit of God can give to you.
Well, you need faith to believe that. That's not reason.
No, that's the truth. Just ask Thomas Paine.
It's like a man that wants to be clean without cleaning himself off in the pure water.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, Thomas Paine tried that trick, too. He thought you could be virtuous without God and Christianity. He was never an enemy to Christianity, but what he's saying is, I don't need the constraints of religion to make me good. But what he didn't consider is how many hundreds of years his relatives embedded into the society of America Christian values and morals in Christ. He was a byproduct of that training, and without that training, he would not have been a moral man. Like the analogy you use of Jonathan Edwards and his posterity. Didn't cost, as a matter of fact, they gave to society, they didn't take from him. But the other man who was an atheist that raised his children the same way, they were a drag and a draw to society. If you look 9 times out of 10, those that are out there that are a drag and a draw to our liberties and to our freedoms, they're immoral people. They're the type that say, well, you don't need God to be virtuous. And I contest that you absolutely must have God in order to be virtuous.
Well, just do your best, if that's the case, to ignore Jesus Christ on the cross, crucified for the sins of the world.
Yeah.
Just do your best to ignore Arlington Cemetery.
Right.
If you can do that, then you can become a full-fledged atheist and then attempt, or a socialist and then attempt to justify yourself.
Yep. Good for you. And then
as you become an enemy to your country and your forefathers.
Right. And your father, Joseph Stalin, and Mr. Lenin, and Karl Marx, and the rest of the other host useful idiots that the devil had to use to put in power, because people bought the myth that you don't need Christ. You don't need the Bible. You don't need God and morals. Give it some time into their little solution, and you'll have the byproduct of what we're talking about right now.
If you won't be ruled by God, you'll be ruled by tyrants.
That's right.
And they would choose the tyrant over God until they get in trouble, and then they want
then
God
they
when
want.
It's too late.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, where's my rights? I don't want to trust men. Well, your philosophy brought you man. Now let him save you. That's what God said in the prophets.
Yeah.
You wouldn't hear me, therefore go have it your... Cry out to your gods
that you chose.
That's right. I thought they were going to save you and help you. You know, you built these big monumentous stadiums to go listen to these philosophical jokers who had nothing to do with God and the virtue of God. Where are they at now?
Yeah.
Well, the Romans just burnt that stadium down, and now we're all slaves. We don't know what happened.
And we're being fed to the lions, and we don't know what's going on. Oh, it's interesting. We got all these people around us that are cheering on the lions to eat us
happening?
Up.
What's happening? And I was just in those, where's God? God did this to us. No.
Yes.
He's talking right now, if you have ears to hear, through his word, that you choose him.
Yeah.
Don't be a traitor to your country. You forsake God, you embrace tyrants.
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life. Choose life that both you and your seed may live.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Everything
life.
Is a choice.
Yeah.
Don't give me this sickness baloney. That's another topic.
That's right.
But don't give me
it's
this baloney
topic.
That, oh, you know, I just can't help anything. You know, I'm just a small
God
fish.
God made me this way.
I'm a small fish in a small pond. Can't bring. I know. How do we tell it to like a JFK or a MLK or
like
RFK or a George Washington or a John Adams? I mean, what are they? Were they born with special privileges or something? I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I think they took a stand.
That's right.
And they led the way in the darkest of times. And folks, in a lot of ways, too. Listen, on this show, we continuously tear down what we always establish. It's one thing to curse the darkness, but at the end of the day, we're always going to light a candle to lead the way, and that's exactly what leadership is get the knowledge and the understanding of who you are and take a stand. It's not easy, but it's worth it, because you'll see at the end of the day, you will win the day in Jesus' name. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, it's too late. Sorry about that,
tomorrow.
Folks. You'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to know who we are via what we do in high schools, what we've done in high schools, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com.
We'll be with you tomorrow, same time, 2 to 3 Central Time.
We love you by what we do. Talk to you then.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.